want to talk a little bit about the Niners.
All right.
Got the Niners coming up this week, and I kind of alluded to it a little bit during the break, but it all starts with Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
He's a great quarterback, an athletic quarterback, and how do you stop a guy like that can throw from the pocket and run like he can? I mean, I don't know what his 40 time is, but right. I guess it's got to be close to 4.4.
Yeah, you know, he's pretty. He's a pretty much a good athlete. You know, he runs well, he throws well. You want to keep a guy like that in the pocket because, you know, he makes the secondary cover longer. He can extend plays, and, you know, you just want your pass rushers to get to him.
So that sounds good in theory.
Right.
How do you keep Colin Kaepernick in the pocket, as good an athlete he is? And I know that comes down. That's not your job.
Right.
Your job is to cover. But how do those guys do that? What's the strategy there?
You got Von Miller. You got DeMarcus Ware, Terrence Knight. You know, the D-line. They pretty much do their job.
They got their work cut out for him. So how would you compare a Colin Kaepernick to his style of play to a Russell Wilson style of play? Seems very similar. They don't look to run, but they can run.
They
and
can.
And then they end up beating you with their feet.
Right. I think Colin Kaepernick, he wants to throw. But if he can't, you know, obviously he uses his feet. And, he tries to score on every run he has. Russell Wilson pretty much slide. So, you know, that's pretty much the difference in their game.
Is it easier for you because you can see Kaepernick? I've covered Russell from the field.
Right.
Where he'll run. And if you're on the opposite side of where he's running, so you're on the opposite side of the field, he gets behind some of his linemen. And there have been a couple times where I've seen him live where you think play's dead. And then the ball comes flying out of the pile and you realize, oh, no, this thing's still live. Is it easier that you can at least keep your eyes on Kaepernick because he's taller?
I really wouldn't say that. It's pretty much the same. You know, you just got to keep your eye on your guy and, you know, hope that your front seven does their job by keeping the quarterback in the pocket.
How hard is that then when you don't know? I mean, when a route is kind of done, are you good at guessing what route a guy is running or what he
Definitely
likes?
Not.
No? Okay. So how tough is it then when they extend the plays like that? What are you looking to do?
Very tough. But, we have this thing called plasters. Like, you got to find the guy, stay on him as long as possible, and hope for the D-line to get their job done.
Because when the play breaks down, it becomes like sandlot football at that point, doesn't it?
Right.
I mean, your guy is probably just doing everything he can to shake you
right.
and get open.
That's pretty much what it is, though. You know, you just got to hope that your front seven guys do their job, and you have to do your job.
All right, talk a little bit about the Niners receivers.
Right.
What concerns you about that? Maybe give us a little breakdown on who those guys are.
I pretty much really don't have an concern as far as the receivers go. You know, they have a great group of guys. You know, this is the NFL. As long as we stick to our game plan, you know, I figure we'll come out well.
Which one of those guys scares you the most?
Never scared.
Never scared.
Well,
that's good attitude. See those cornerbacks? They have a ton of confidence,
that's the
right?
Attitude he's
you guys
have.
Live on an island.
Can't be scared. You know, it's football.